Life Audio.
Hello, this is the Crosswalk Devotional, and this is Mike Milton. Our devotional today is There's No Place Like Home. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Psalm 26, verses 8 through 12. The title of this devotional is No Place Like Home, written and read by Dr. Michael A. Milton. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house, the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. Click your heels and say, there's no place like home. Now you remember those words. In Frank Baum's classic, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, instructs Dorothy to click her heels thrice, saying, there's no place like home. And magically, Dorothy awakes in her bed, her home, in dear old Kansas. It is said to have been one of the most touching moments in film history. This is undoubtedly so because there is a longing for home in each of us, which cannot be fully realized with a McMansion in this life. For home is more than a house. Home is the place where you belong. The feeling of longing for home is universal. People in 2022 BC or 2022 AD understand the visceral ache for home as much as people in Chennai or Cornwall. I know that feeling too. As one grows older, one experiences a unique longing for a home that is both familiar and new. Dr. Craig Barnes wrote that home is the memory of Eden, written on every newborn soul, that makes us discontented with the place where we are. So what does longing for home mean to you? For David, he had a longing for home. And in Psalm 26, verse 8, King David states, Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. The following passages teach us that David's cry for home is set against the harsh realities of isolation from God, the opposite of home. It's the far country. Life without God is like the wasteland of T.S. Eliot, mixing memory and desire. David traded home with God for residence with evil. David's directions were off. He thought home meant going to a place where one is accepted for one's sins, rather than where one is forgiven for one's trespasses. Christ's redeemed people will never be at rest in the company of those who defy him. So why do we long for home? There are at least three reasons from this passage. Firstly, home with God is the refuge we seek. Habitation, the word used in verse 8, in the presence of God is the ultimate safe house. God's glory draws us into a love we could never imagine. God's glory is perfectly expressed in the person of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To follow him is to make the decisive turn toward the home that you crave. Secondly, home with God is the reality that we want. Home with God is an experience of fulfillment, of contentment. It's the place we've longed for and the fullness of the pretended places we tried to call home. Israel in the wilderness had to learn that home was not the place they left or even the promised land they were going to. Home is where God is, and that is where we want to be. And thirdly, home with God is the redemption we need. David writes, "Redeem me and be merciful to me." The places where David chose to live were inevitable. There is no mercy in the harsh wastelands of disobedience. Religion could offer David no hope. Home is not where we pay to get in. Home is where we are welcomed by the love and acceptance of a God who fulfills what he requires through his Son, Jesus Christ. In summary, a home is a place of refuge, an area of reality that we want, and a house of redemption we need. I want to invite you to pray with David and all of those who are weary from wandering. Lord, redeem me. Be merciful to me. Forgive and receive me for the sake of your resurrected Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know what? Only then, when we pray that prayer and receive him, can we generally understand this statement? There is no place like home. Intersecting faith with life. I have known many people who have, in the words of Philip Yancey, experienced disappointment with God. Their prayers were not answered in the way they had anticipated. Life didn't turn out the way they had planned. Sickness or tragedy interrupted their dreams. Psalm 26, verses 8 through 12, has a special message for you. You don't have to understand the deep mysteries of the universe to come home to God. You can have your disappointment and your questions too. You don't have to check them at the door of grace, or else the gift of God would not be grace. You come the way you are, and you lay those burdens, those questions, those disappointments at the foot of the cross. Further reading, What the Bible Says About Home is an article in BibleStudyTools.com. Searching for Home, Spirituality for Restless Souls by M. Craig Barnes is available on ChristianBook.com. This is Mike Milton for the Crosswalk Devotional. The Lord bless you and keep you, now and forevermore. Amen.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.